This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 12, 2018. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that Salem City Clerk Cheryl LaPointe has announced her plans to retire. LaPointe, who has been the city clerk in Salem for the past 14 years, notified the city council of her plans Thursday night after the council meeting. She's quoted as saying, "It seems like yesterday that I came to work in the city clerk's office as a junior clerk, a position we no longer have." Her last day is March 30. LaPointe started working in the city clerk's office 29 years ago as a junior clerk. She took on the role of city clerk after her predecessor, Deborah Birkinshaw, was diagnosed with cancer. Much more in this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Bill Newell is reporting that a woman is suing the Lynn police for a legally justified shooting. Bill?
Rick, the widow of a man fatally shot by Lynn police in 2015 is suing the detective involved and the city. Authorities determined in a prior investigation that the shooting was justified. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Raphael Suazo, 23, of Boston, was killed after he was shot in the head by a Lynn police detective, Stephen Emery, on July 13 of 2015 during a drug investigation. His widow, Gabriella Suazo, also known as Gabriella Pauling, has filed a federal lawsuit against Emery and the city and is seeking unspecified damages for wrongful death. The lawsuit was filed on Suazo's behalf by her attorneys, Clyde Bangster, Russell Pollock, Richard Zabo, all of a Boston-based law firm. Quote, "The shooting of the unarmed Mr. Suazo was unnecessary, unwarranted, unreasonable, and unlawful," the lawsuit reads. According to the Essex County District Attorney's Office, the police-involved shooting stemmed from Suazo's knocking Emery to the ground with his car. The detective suspected him of dealing drugs. A spokesman for the Lynn Police Department referred all comment to the city's law department. George Makopoulos, the city solicitor, said on Sunday that the city had just received a copy of the lawsuit and will review the information. Quote, "We will not comment on ongoing litigation," Markopoulos said. "However, I believe that after we've received it, the city of Lynn and the Lynn Police Department will be found not responsible for the actions or the allegations stated in the complaint." The investigation from the DA's office determined that Emery, who was in plain clothes, acted in self-defense, firing a shot as the car was hitting him, which went through the driver's side windshield and struck Suazo in the head. The investigation determined that the shooting was legally justified. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, sir. Thank you, Bill. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, some city and town clerks on the North Shore are worried about money if same-day voter registration becomes reality in Massachusetts. Beverly City Clerk Wes Slate said it's difficult to estimate the cost of same-day registration because there's no way to know how many people would take advantage of the service. He's quoted as saying it's going to be interesting. There's also the question of whether the state will help pay for it. Danvers Town Clerk Joseph Collins wants the state to give communities enough money to provide the service plus reimbursement for any new equipment needed. Whether same-day registration would occur at the polls on Election Day or at the clerk's office is unknown. Collins said it would be convenient for someone to have to register with the clerk at Town Hall. It would be inconvenient, rather, to have to register at Town Hall and then travel somewhere else to cast a ballot. But if both registration and voting were done at the polling site, election staff would need to access the state's database. That, according to Collins, would mean extra equipment and additional costs. Much more in the story in today's Salem News. Adam Swift writes in today's Daily Item, the city of Peabody and its trash and recycling contractor are inching toward an agreement on providing larger, covered recycling containers for residents. It's been nearly 15 years since JRM Hauling and Recycling's 18-gallon plastic tubs first hit the streets. Given the amount of complaints several councilors get on a regular basis about recycling spilling out of those bins on trash days, they said it's time for JRM to make larger, covered containers available. Much more on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Adam Swift. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.